Back to our top story now, the news that President Trump and the First Lady have tested positive for the coronavirus and that the president has mild symptoms. World leaders are responding with well wishes. NPR's Frank Langford is following this from the United Kingdom. And Frank, this diagnosis is not new territory in the UK. Earlier this year, Prime Minister Boris Johnson had a serious case of COVID-19. But start, if you will, with what we're hearing from other world leaders about President Trump's case.
Lisa, it's mostly pro forma get-wells, even from people with whom the president has not had a good relationship, like German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Russian President Vladimir Putin, with whom he has a much better relationship, sent a telegram saying, quote, "I'm certain that your inherent vitality, good spirits and optimism will help you cope with this dangerous virus."
And how about Prime Minister Boris Johnson? How's he responding since he's been there?
Well, he has been there, and he had a very, very bad case here, which I'm sure we can talk about in a moment. But he offered the same kinds of wishes and hoped that they would, what he called, stage a really quick recovery.
Obviously, I think we all want to send our best wishes to the president and the first lady, and I've done that this morning, as you can imagine. And I'm sure that they'll both stage a very strong recovery.
Of course, there's been critical press coverage here in Europe and also a little bit in Asia, as you might imagine. Donald Trump not popular in much of Europe. And Hu Xijin, he's the editor of the Global Times. That's a nationalistic state-run paper in China. On Twitter today, he said, quote, "President Trump and the First Lady have paid the price for his gamble to play down COVID-19.
And getting back to Boris Johnson then, who had COVID-19, remind us of how serious it was for him, because at one point he was in intensive care.
It was awful, and I think people here were very, very concerned. He was getting oxygen. They kept him off a ventilator, but he said afterwards there were plans being made for what would happen if he died, and he thought he was very close, potentially, to passing away. So that really rattled people here, because people could see that he was sick, and then off he was, basically out of sight for quite some time in the ICU and in the hospital.
So if they thought that he might not survive, to what extent did the government try to maintain a position that he was still in charge?
Well, they struggled with that. One thing they did at a certain point, and here in the United Kingdom, there's not a written constitution. So the United States is actually in much better shape in managing these kinds of things and uncertainty. But Dominic Raab, who's the foreign secretary, he was sort of first in line for this. And Johnson made it clear that he would assume some of the duties. But there was a period of time, Lisa, where I couldn't tell you who was doing what in the government. And it was clear that Boris Johnson was completely out of it for a number of days in the hospital in the ICU.
What was the knock-on effect of that in terms of the political impact?
I think it really rattled people. People were uncertain whether we were going to still have him as prime minister, and it wasn't clear exactly the direction of the country. Fortunately, this didn't take that long. He came out of ICU after several days and was able to recover, and people were, I think, very relieved by that.
So did it actually ever get close, Frank, to somebody assuming his powers?
Not exactly. It never quite got there. What I think was interesting here is that Johnson was visibly ill early on. The country was consumed with his health, and he was not able to allay those fears because he didn't want to go on camera much. And when people did see him at all, maybe outside of number 10 Downing Street, it was clear he was very sick. And one of the lessons here, I think, is that if you have a leader who's ill like this, and hopefully if they don't have symptoms, it's very helpful to get them out there to allay people's fears early on. And I think that's the challenge that Donald Trump faces right now in the White House, is that this is going to consume people's thoughts in these final weeks of the campaign. And I think the White House is probably going to feel a lot of pressure if they can do this, is to get him out there publicly and make people see that everything's okay, if that's the case.
And President Trump has been accused of not taking the coronavirus seriously enough as a threat. Boris Johnson has been criticized for the same thing, at least at the beginning of the pandemic. Did his having COVID-19 change that for him? Did he change the way he approached the crisis and talked about it?
Initially, yes. And initially, he seemed quite humbled by it. And what happened afterwards, and I got to say, he got a boost when he came out, and he came almost off his deathbed. It was quite dramatic politically, and people rallied around him. But after that, he continued to make a lot of mistakes. So no, I don't think that he became sort of the much more serious prime minister that many people hoped he would.
NPR's Frank Langford speaking to us from the UK. Thanks a lot, Frank.
You're very welcome, Lisa.